My name is Stephen Guggenheimer. I'm a very retired physician and university professor, and playing the viola has been my lifelong hobby. The next music you will hear was written more than 300 years ago by George Frideric Handel, one of the few composers at that time whose music we still regularly play. He was born in Germany, where he began his career, then he went to Italy, and he finally ended up, for the most part, in England, where at that time music really served three main purposes. One was music for the church. The second was background music for rich people who were usually doing something else at the time. And the third thing was opera. And if you wanted to make a lot of money with music, operas was where to go, and that was the pathway that Handel took. So these pieces you will hear next are from opera. The first one is a duet from an opera called Berenice. Berenice was an Egyptian queen. The Romans were in power at that time in Egypt, and they wanted her to marry a Roman, but Berenice wanted to marry a Macedonian prince whose name was Demetrio, and Demetrio wanted to marry Berenice's sister. So in this duet, they're expressing her frustration and somewhat vengeful anger about this situation. Now don't be confused, both voices that you will hear are in the soprano range. But in Handel's time, a little surgery, which is no longer considered ethical, allowed boys to maintain their high voices into adulthood. The second is a solo from one of Handel's most popular arias called Rinaldo, in which an abducted character is ruining her fate and longing for freedom. I would love to tell you more about these stories, but Handel's opera, all opera, are long, complicated and contorted, and we'll be here all night. But anyway, stories are not the only purpose that opera served in those days. They also served mainly, maybe, to showcase the virtuosity of singers. They were full of dazzling high notes, trills, embellishments, and high-speed scales. These are the features of the bel canto style, which was beginning at that time. I think you will see our soloists, Beth Croy and Christina Icke, as well as Handel, are worthy of riches. Please welcome Elizabeth Croy and Christina Icke.